back in November, they started the case, which was ended up going for judicial review last week, the week before, and one of their solicitors, Tessa, she was going to come down here today and just say what's been happening with this. Unfortunately, she's had to go to Palestine to speak at a conference on state responsibility, so she can't be here, but she's got a statement. I'm just going to read out. So, in the legal challenge to the workfare scheme, we've asked the High Court to quash the regulations under which the government has made many of its back-to-work schemes. They're representing two clients, Kate Riley, who was volunteering at the Birmingham Pen Museum and was forced to leave that to go and stack shelves in Poundland, and that was on the Sex Based Work Academy and the Work Experience Scheme, so that's one of the challenges. And the other challenge is a guy called Jamie Wilson, who's a qualified mechanic, who was sent on the Community Action Programme. He was required to work cleaning furniture for 30 hours a week for 6 months. The scheme was not once properly explained to him. Whilst he desperately wants to find a job, he objects to doing unpaid work that is unrelated to his qualifications and will not help him re-enter the job market. He has refused to participate and as a result has been stripped of his job seeker's allowance for 6 months. Our clients argue what the government is doing is unlawful because, and then they've got three grounds. So the first one, the regulations fail to provide any description of the schemes to which people like our client can be subjected. This is contrary to statute. And the second one, the government has failed to publish any policies setting out the limits of the schemes. And the third one is that the schemes are contrary to the prohibition on forced labour under Article 4 of the ECHR. And they say the government's mismanagement of these flagship reforms has resulted in a complete shambles where nobody understands the plethora of schemes that have been created and where the only ones benefiting are the companies getting free labour. Nothing has been done to improve the employment prospects of those like our clients. They say judgment is expected in the next month. So we're waiting to hear. From what I understand, what their view is on those three grounds, I think whatever happens, there's going to be an appeal. Whether they win or lose, they'll appeal if they lose. If they win, then they expect the government will appeal. My impression of what will happen if they do win it and they win the appeal is that it basically means the government are going to have to go back and redraw the legislation. So it's essentially like a delaying thing. I expect the work programme and everything else will keep going until they redraw the legislation to set out what it's supposed to be. But then at least we'll know in the legislation what's supposed to happen and what's not. Obviously, if it was ruled that this was forced labour under the ECHR, then that would be the end of workfare until the Tories withdraw from the ECHR. So that's what's happening with these legal cases. That's it. You can ask me some questions, but I probably won't be able to answer them, unfortunately.